The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to this gathering of our extended meditation community to spend this time meditating, exploring the Dharma. It's a fantastic thing in life to explore the Dharma or explore this delightful, I like the word Dharma, but that delightful, profound, significant ways in which our mind works and how we interact with the world and how the Dharma works through us. In the sense that how does the goodness that is part of our psychophysical system, how it can work really well when we're able to get out of the way properly and allow for something to move through us. So today I'd like to suggest a little bit more of an exercise than meditation. Still meditate as usual, but a little emphasis on this exercise that's part of it. And that is be a little bit more attentive to when the mind wanders off in thought. So just notice it. This is to say, don't think intentionally, but to do your meditation. But when your mind wanders off in thought, really notice that. That's what's happening. And then see if you can notice the impact that your thinking has on you. What influence does that thinking have on your body, on your emotions? Is it completely neutral what you're thinking about? Or does it have an influence on you in some way? Does it any residual feelings that come with it? So, for example, if you're thinking frightening thoughts, is there feelings of fear that come from that? If there are angry thoughts, are there feelings of anger? Desire thoughts, does that stimulate something in your physiology that you feel in your body a little bit, that upwelling of energy, of desire perhaps? So what's the impact desires have, thinking has on you? Often if we just notice thinking and note it and let go of it, we haven't noticed that it has left its traces in us. And the more powerful the thinking, the stronger those traces are. And so much so that they might remain somehow in terms of tension in the body, contraction in the body, or certain mood in the body, that might last quite a long time after the thoughts are finished. They've left their traces. So that's the exercise. So, assuming a meditation posture, and one of the possibilities with your posture is to assume a posture that seems to have some strength to it or some solidity to it. Sitting cross-legged on the floor is sometimes likened to being like a mountain. So the tripod base provides a firm support. If you're sitting in a chair, you know, that how can you sit in a chair so there's a little bit more solidity or a sense of being established here in this body? So the body is not treated incidentally or as something to forget when you're meditating. But the body itself is put in a position where there's a sense of presence, like it is here, the body is here with you. If you're not used to this, it might seem a little bit awkward at first. But it's a wonderful support for meditation to receive the body's help in becoming established, stable in the present moment here. And gently closing your eyes. Relaxing the body. Then in a leisurely way, taking a fuller inhale than usual, as if you have all the time in the world. And a longer exhale. Feeling the expansion of your chest all the way up to your shoulders as you breathe in. Maybe noticing a little bit the more subtle expansion of your back rib cage. And as you exhale, relaxing it all. And letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. And on the exhale, softening the shoulders. And on the exhale, softening in the belly. And then establishing your attention on your breathing, wherever it's most comfortable to do it. In the belly, the chest, the nose. And as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts. And if you can't let go of them, perhaps you can let them become quieter, calmer. And then receive the inhale, letting go with the exhale. And if thoughts reappear during the inhale, recognize the thinking and notice what influence they have on the rest of you. Do they come along with a mood or an emotion or with any tension or pressure? What impact does that thinking have? And then on the exhale, let go again. If you're thinking, what impact does that have on your body? Is there any tension or pressure anywhere? Contraction? Does the energies in your body seemingly shift depending what you're thinking about? And if you notice the influence thinking has on you, in your body, in your feelings, mood, in the mind itself, is there some way that that influence encourages more thinking? Some way that it has within it an impetus to think more? And as we come to the end of this sitting, to pick up your thoughts again more actively, intentionally, and to think about the people of your lives, people in your communities, locally and far away and around the world. And to consider thoughts of goodwill, to have thoughts of well-wishing and care and appreciation of others. And perhaps after this meditation session, calmly, openly, generously, you can think about other people with appreciation, with care, and to dedicate these 30 minutes, dedicate the benefits from meditating here, to dedicate it to the welfare and happiness of others. May any ways that you have benefited, that we have benefited, spread out from here into the world to benefit others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.